So we're sitting on our deck. We live near Congress Street, and we say that, you know, we should sell tickets just to watch the scene, you know, in the neighborhood. And yesterday there was a guy who became fascinated with a construction sign, and we watched him while we were eating our dinner for about 15 minutes playing with this construction. So they're doing construction, and they have the signs and that have the little flagger guy on them.
Right.
So it's a little flagger man construction sign. So it was just sitting on the ground. Now, these are those fabric ones that go in a little stand.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right, right.
So this guy took an extreme interest in the sign. And he was definitely like on some kind of drugs or just kind of a, you know, loose nut kind of guy. So he's sitting there and he comes up and he's just fat and he can't, and he's trying to put the sign into the, I think he just wanted to set the sign back up.
Right.
Like he thought
back
someone knocked it down.
Right.
So he spent like 15 minutes trying to figure out how to do it. And he's got it in, and then he got it. He put the little thing in so that the sign was standing upright, and then he stepped back to look at his work, and then he realized the flagger guy on the sign was sideways. He got all upset, and he took the sign back out, and then he's messing with this, and then the little wind picked up and almost blew him down the sidewalk. He's got like a sail. Right? And meanwhile, people were walking by and kind of looking at him like, what is he doing?
Right.
And we're sitting up there, and now the neighbor has gotten involved watching. And we're going, yeah, he's trying to do the sign. So we're all sitting up there like on with balcony seats to the show.
Right, eating your dinner.
Eating our dinner. Right, it was like dinner and a show. Right. It was like cabaret. It was like City Congress Street Cabaret. Right. That's what I should call it. Congress Street Cabaret.
Right.
So he's still working on the sign. And then at this point, he kind of got tired. So he sat down on the sidewalk. And he's taking up, by the way, the whole sidewalk. Trying to figure out how to put the sign back up. When, by the way, they intended for it to be down, but that's beside the point.
Right.
So he's putting the sign back up, and then he realized that the it was like hanging sideways and wasn't going to work. So then he takes it out, and then part of the fabric came off the stretch part of the sign, and then he's getting all upset,
right?
And you see him start to gesticulate, you know what I mean? And he's like he's yelling at the sign. And at this point, the dogs are watching too.
Right.
So the audience has grown right in the balcony, Congress Street Cabaret.
Right.
And so then eventually, and I just wanted like ragtime music, like playing behind it, you know, like a right,
right,
like,
right. Because
then eventually, he put the sign back up, and it was up.
Yes.
And the flagger man on the sign was the right direction.
Right.
And he stepped back and he looked at it. And he flung his hands in victory and knocked it over. And we started laughing. And then he kind of looked like, where's that laughing coming?
Right.
And we ducked behind the deck chairs. Okay? So then he looked back at the sign, and he must have said a couple of words that we can't say on the radio, because he gave quite a gesture to this sign. Screw you, sign.
Right.
I tried to help you, and then you fall apart on me. And then he walked away, and he was mad, and he threw his little Gatorade across the street, and then he hit the newspaper thing, and he just stormed off. And we were sitting there going, how much time did we spend watching that? We'd finished our dinner. We were like, is there table service for this show?
Right. Can we get after dinner? God.
That's right. I didn't tell Todd the chicken story. There was a chicken under the fence, Todd.
Oh.
Yeah, in the we live like in the East End, and there was a chicken.
That's weird.
A live chicken who was trapped under a fence behind our building, and animal control came. This was another edition of Congress Street Cabaret. It's amazing.
I don't remember that. Was the chicken okay?
A rabid chicken.
I don't know whatever happened
to
the chicken.
Somebody probably has chickens, which I don't know if you're allowed to have them in the city.
I didn't think you could, or there's a limit.
Yeah, like three or something.
And well, one of them got out and got stuck under the fence near our place.
Aww.
So then someone, instead of...
Thank God someone's dog didn't get it.
Well, right. That could have ended very badly.
Have been like,
yeah. So the neighbors called animal control. So the animal control lady's out there, and she looked, no joke, she looked like Melissa McCarthy. So she's out there, got her little walkie-talkie, and she goes to get the chicken. And then meanwhile, there's a loose dog, so she's handling that. And then a city guy comes up and says, you ought to put the lights on. This is serious. So they put now they got the flashers on and everything for the chicken and the dog. And then meanwhile, there was an altercation with a separate crazy man who had a big trash bag and was arguing with the police. Meanwhile, the bar mitzvah was getting out at the synagogue. And all the kids from the bar mitzvah and the families and everything all dressed up. And they were about to walk into the commotion between the gesticulating trash bag man, the chicken, and the dog. I'm telling you, we should sell tickets.
It's like a circus.
It is. It is. We should sell
That's
tickets.
That's why they circus don't go out anymore. Right. You're saving money at home with
your
free shows.
Yep. Sorry, making a couple of bucks off that.
Right, right.
Cover
right.
the mortgage.
I'm here for the 8 o'clock show.
Yeah, right. We'll have to start planting chickens and other neighborhood people,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
God, hey, sign guy, can you come back and try that sign again? We got some people coming over at 9:30 for a late show.
Wake up. Blake and Eva in the morning.